talking about escaping from Babylon, the Babylonian captivity of the church, so to speak, and the rise of ecclesia. What's ecclesia? Ecclesia was the original word Jesus used. The Greek word is used in the New Testament for church. And this, it's translated church, but that was a misnomer. It should have been translated as the assembly or the called out ones or something like that, because that's what ecclesia is. But instead, King James said, no, you won't translate it to that. I want you to use the word church, kyriakos in Greek, which means it belongs to the Lord. And that's where we get the word kirk in Scotland, or church, which, of course, was all under the government and under the king, King James, King Henry, and all those. Head of the church was not Jesus. In fact, Scotland went to war with England and Henry VIII over this whole business of Jesus as head of the church, not the king. And then thousands of people died and were massacred and tortured to death because they, in Scotland, wanted to believe Jesus is head of the church and not the king. Church has been, well, what can I say? The history of the church is interesting because it started out as that fellowship, that gathering of the called out ones, that assembly in Acts. That's what you got. Gradually, it got organized more and more for the first 300 years under tremendous persecution and everything. And then along comes Constantine, who gets converted, they say. And the Roman Empire becomes Christian, and so now the church becomes the institution of the church, which we have today, the institution. God never meant it to be an institution. You can organize things. Of course, they were doing that. But the institution and under the government, and he banned house churches, meeting in homes. They had to come into the converted pagan temples, and they began to adapt all the Roman Senate paraphernalia and the pomp and ceremony and robes and walking down the aisle and the speaker at the front and all the stuff that we still use. Yep. Then over the centuries, the only way that real ecclesia could happen was places like the monks and the gathering out and, Patrick and abbeys and that kind of stuff, where they could gather away, where they could assemble away, or secret and all that. It leads to the Dark Ages. About 1,000 years ago, we get these Dark Ages where nobody's got faith anymore, hardly anybody, and the church is suppressed. Do you think the devil's in this thing? And, of course, then Martin Luther comes along, and what was that, 60 or something. And faith comes back to Christians. There's a great revolution takes place, the Protestant Reformation, where faith comes back in, the Bible comes back in, it's written, the ordinary person can have the Bible and read it, but what happens? The institution remains. So you've got the Protestants and the Catholics and institutions everywhere still running everything and always suppressing the revival of the church, and God has to sweep in with his revivals and bless again and again. And usually the revivalist operates outside the church, and then masses come into the institution. You know, you got John Wesley outside the church, Charles Finney outside the church, all these big revivals, some of them in the church, but most of them out. And then the church institution gets blessed and filled up. Okay. And then what happens as we go along with this? We still have the institution, and under King James and King Henry and this whole thing I was telling you about, it becomes a corporation, an arm of the government, until we have it to this day. Every single church in Campbell River that meets together, we got buildings and everything else, we're actually constituted as an arm that's authorized by our government. The government's the ultimate boss. We have to do it in a corporation manner with membership and elected boards and all this stuff. No wonder the flow of God gets the lid on it over and over again. God wants to bless and pour out, and then the lid comes down. And so what happens? That's the way it works. What happens next? Well, this corporation continues to the present day, and then in our modern times, we've made it into an enterprise. Oh, yeah. The church has become not just a corporation and an institution. It's an enterprise, and you're building and making it bigger, and you're making it better and get more people and sell this and buy that and have products and promote, you know, people and this and that and conference. It gets bigger, 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 bigger enterprise. And God wants to come back and visit his people and rescue us from this Babylonian system. Doesn't mean it's gone and we don't own buildings or have organized to meet. And it doesn't mean any of that. No, no, no. He's saying he wants our heart back. Because the heart of Babylon, the operating focus of Babylon, that's what this is, a Babylonian system, is come, let us build. Let's make a name for ourselves. What are we building? An organization, an institution, a corporation, and an enterprise. And let's make a name for ourselves. Let's reach to heaven. That's Babylon. And God says, I want my bride back. How about that? And he's doing it. He's calling right now. Something is about to break, you guys. It's amazing.